Next Monday, 336 delegates will nominate President Trump for a second term during a small and limited Republican National Convention in Charlotte. That same day, a group of never-Trump Republicans will begin their own four-day convention at the Dunhill Hotel a few blocks away. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
It's called the Convention on Founding Principles. The group's platform doesn't mention President Trump by name, but he's the reason for the gathering of once loyal Republicans. It's being organized by former North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr, a conservative who ran for governor in 2008 as a Republican.
We'll try and make it as much a real convention as possible. They've even asked me to gavel in the proceedings. I have a gavel. Fortunately, they have not asked me to sing the national anthem.
Orr partnered with the anti-Trump group Stand Up Republic to organize what was once called a shadow convention. Stand Up Republic is led by Evan McMullen, a former CIA officer who ran for president in 2016 as a third-party candidate. Orr and McMullen and a few others will be headquartered at the Dunhill Hotel uptown. They came to Charlotte as a counterweight to the real RNC, which is now much smaller because of the pandemic.
We intend to have a studio in Charlotte in which our sort of core group will be in and out. Plus, that would be the one might call the starship for the convention.
There's a long list of speakers like former FBI Director James Comey, former CIA Director Michael Hayden, and Anthony Scaramucci, who was Trump's communications director for just 10 days. Because of COVID-19, they'll be speaking virtually from their home cities across the country. Charlotte's portion of the Republican National Convention will end on August 24th, when 336 delegates will nominate Trump for a second term at the Charlotte Convention Center. The president isn't coming to Charlotte. He's expected to give his acceptance speech in Washington, D.C. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.